Direct from the bully pulpit, our fearsome leader has some advice for the liberal women who think he ought to be impeached and put behind bars. Go back to the hellhole countries you're from. If you don't like it, if you don't like your president, go home and take your Me Too attitudes with you. Great advice from the man who claims he wants to unite the country. I have a bandmate who's half Ojibwe Indian. She was sitting next to a woman recently who was ranting about the tribes in our area building malls and casinos, renting houses on their reservations, taking half the crabs and clams and salmon, and she was fed up, sick of these redskins and their un-American ways. As she got wound up, the madder she got, until finally, exasperated, she says to my bandmate, "Why don't they go back where they came from?" If ignorance is bliss, we're living in paradise these days. My friend pointed out, probably quietly, that they have gone back to where they came from. She probably did not tell the lady next to her to maybe go back where she came from. Trump, of course, he who never apologizes or admits wrong, doubled down today when the four representatives explained they were actually from here, a place we call America. To assume these four women of color were from what he's referred to as shithole countries smacks of xenophobic racism. Trump excoriated by tweet that these women still need to leave and furthermore clean up their despicable language. I looked up shithole, and sure enough, it still is a vulgar term. Since three of these representatives were born in America, the other a war refugee and a citizen, I can only assume Mr. T is calling the United States a shithole country. Give the man another 4 years, and I think he'll be proven right.